join the president of Cotonou's Diocesan Committee. He's Father Augustin Placide Wessignon of the Society of African Missions. And he tells us about the late Cardinal Bernardin Gantin, by whose tomb Pope Benedict XVI prayed on Saturday morning at Ouida Seminary during his apostolic visit to the Republic of Benin. You mentioned the late Cardinal Bernardin Gantin, who died in 2008. He has a special link with the Holy Father because he was created cardinal in the same consistory, wasn't he? And then when he retired as Dean of the College of Cardinals in 2002, he was actually succeeded by our present Holy Father. That's when he was still a cardinal. But you too have a special link to Cardinal Gantin, don't you?
Exactly. I can say I recall myself a spiritual son of the late Cardinal Gantin because I was ordained priest by him when he was the Dean of the College of the Cardinals on July 8, 1999, just after the death of our former Archbishop, Bishop Isidore de Souza. And he came to ordain also four missionaries for the church there. And then he is a great man for not just Benin also, but for the whole Africa and the world. He's a well-known Cardinal Gantin. He traveled all over the world. He worked for the local church, becoming the first Archbishop of the West, I will say the Benin Republic, appointed in 1956. He was ordained February 3rd, 1957. And then after working in Benin as the first archbishop, succeeding to his own spiritual father, Bishop Louis Parizeau, who was an SMA bishop. Then he went to Rome, and as you just mentioned, to work a long time there in Rome and retire back in Benin. And now he's in that seminary where his body is reposing. And many people like to come there just for a sign of respect and in the memory of the great souvenir they have from him. They visit that seminary there where he is now. And the Pope himself, with that link of all the friendship, the time of work with him in Rome, from the time they have been created, cardinal together, is also passing there, and is a very great sign for Benin and for Africa, that work he has done for the whole Universal Church.
And warm thanks there to Father Augustin Placide Wessignon of the Society of African Missions, president of Cotonou's Diocesan Committee for the visit. I'm Veronica Scaresbury.